Okay, today we're sort of starting a new sugya. Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph is Kiddush Makom Suda. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to Kiddush Makom Suda later this week. First, I wanted to discuss just these first few lines and the last couple of lines of Kuf Amud Beis, the first line of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, where we're going to have Kiddush Be'Beis HaKnesses in general. That's also a fascinating topic. What the purpose is of Kiddush Be'Beis HaKnesses, does it still apply Bizmanenu? Should we or should we not do Kiddush Be'Beis HaKnesses? That leads also, by the way, into a side sugya of whether one is allowed to eat in a shul. Is it mutter to ever eat in a shul? Tosos deals with over here in Dibra Maschul Da'achlu V'Shasu V'Ganu Be'Bei Kenishta and Dafko Valva Mralv. But even before we get to that, I wanted to discuss some Hilchos Brachos issue that comes up in our Gemara. So once again, let's read the Gemara inside, just a couple of lines. Three lines from the bottom of the page, Kuf Amud Beis. Osam b'nei Adam shekitchu b'beis ha-knesses. Those people who say Kiddush and Shul. Omer Rav, yidei yayin lo yatsu, yidei Kiddush yatsu. So first of all, what do you get from that Lashon? Osam b'nei Adam. That's a very unusual Lashon in Shas. Normally you just have, Misha Kiddush b'beis ha-knesses. Or kishamru kishakitchu b'beis haknesses, right? So kidesh b'beis haknesses. What's osam b'nei adam? What do you get from that? What do you think osam b'nei adam refers to? Right. It sounds like it's not the greatest minhag. It sounds like there are those people that do it, but whether greatest or not, it certainly does not seem from the Gemara that it was a universal minhag. It certainly seems that even in the times of the Gemara, so, meaning many people point to this Gemara, as many Rishonim point to this Gemara, as a raya that this minhag is a very, very, very old minhag of saying Kiddush and Shul, but you can also point to this Gemara as a raya that there was a minhag not to say Kiddush and Shul also, that there were places that had a minhag, dafka not to say Kiddush and Shul, dafka osam b'nei adam. Those people that are Mekadesh Beis HaKnesses, so Rav says, Yidei Yayin lo yatsu, Yidei Kiddush yatsu. You're not Yotze Yayin, but you are Yotze Kiddush. Ushmuel amar af Yidei Kiddush lo yatsu. Shmuel says, you're not even Yotze Kiddush. So it sounds that both Rav and Shmuel agree about Yayin. Their machlokas is about Kiddush. Are you Yotze Kiddush? And the Gemara will make it clear very shortly that what they're arguing in terms of Kiddush, they're arguing about whether you need Kiddush Makom Suda. The reason Rav thinks you are Yotze Kiddush because Rav does not require Kiddush Makom Suda, so you're Yotze Kiddush when you set it in Shul, even though you can have your Suda back home. And Shmuel would say, no, you need Kiddush Makom Suda, so you're not Yotze Kiddush when you say it in Shul, you have to say Kiddush where you have your Suda, namely at home. Now, what's the Yidei Yayin Lo Yatsu? What does that mean? What does it mean? Not Yotze Yidei Yayin. So if you look at the Rashbam writes, Shim Yeshlam Yayin Bebesom Lishtos. If you have wine in your house that you want to drink, Chayavim Levarich Bar Priagafin. You have to say a new Bar Priagafin when you get home. She'inon Peturin Bebirchas Hakos Shal Shtiyas Yayin Shashasu Beis HaKnesses. That you're not Yotze with the Bar Priagafin that you made on the coast in Shul. Me'achar Sha'akrumi Mekoman. Because now you've moved places. You've gone from Shul all the way back home, so that part of Briakoven doesn't help you anymore. Davle Hesachadas. Akiras Makom is a Hesachadas. And that's an interruption from the bracha that you make in Shul to the bracha you make at home, to the wine you drink at home. So you're going to have to make a new bracha. But Sarich Levarich. Aval, a Mekadish Bebesal Shulchano Beshabbis. Ein sarich levarich al yayin shabatoch hasuda. But, says the Rashbam, what if you would have said Kiddush at home, then, in terms of Hilchos Brachos, it does work for any other wine you want to drink during the meal. It's only when you say Kiddush in Shul that the bracha on the yayin doesn't work. Shai poter yayin shalof nea suda kanam ketzam varchum. Birch al yayin shalof nea mazon. Poter si yayin shalof achar mazon. And he says, and the raya is, from the Gemara, the raya that it's true that if you say Kiddush at home, that you do not have to say another Bar Priagafen during the meal, is the Gemara in Brachos. Because the Gemara says, Birech al yayin shalof nea mazon. Poter si yayin, Mishnah says, poter si yayin shalof achar hamazon. If you made a bracha on the wine lifnei hamazon, it works for the wine la'achar hamazon. And the Gemara over there says that it's talking about Shabbos and Yantif, where a person is kovea su'uda al hayayin. So since you're kovea su'uda al hayayin, when you say a bracha on the yayin before, it certainly covers you for afterwards. So, a couple of things. First of all, what's this halacha doing here? Meaning, we've been discussing halachas of Kiddush a little bit, because that relates to Pesach, right? Because that relates that relates to the Dal Kosos. The first of the Dal Kosos is Kiddush, so it makes sense that we go off into a tangent in Hilchos Kiddush. But according to the Rashbam, what the Gemara is actually teaching us when it says Yidei Yayin Lo Yatsu has nothing to do with Kiddush, really. What's Yidei Yayin Lo Yatsu? It's a din in Hilchos Brachos, right? This belongs in Brachos. This doesn't really belong over here. It's got absolutely nothing to do with Hilchos Kiddush. In fact, I saw in the Masifta, he quoted, I put it in the Marmakomos, he quoted from the Sfas Emes. Very interesting. All the Rishonim assume that it means what it says it means over here, meaning that when we say Yidei Yayin Lo Yatsu, it refers to exactly what we just said, what the Rashbam says. That the Bar Priyagafen, you're not Yossi, you're going to have to say another Bar Priyagafen when you get home. That's how all the Rishonim read the Gemara. It's Tosos, the Rashbam, all the other Rishonim. However, the Sfas Emes says, Lule Divrehem, says Sfas Emes, had it not been for the fact that every single Rishon on earth disagrees with this approach, I would have said that when the Gemara says Yidei Yayin, that in Kiddush and Shul, and that you're not Yotzei Yidei Yayin, it's referring to Kiddush and Shul on the Leil HaSeder, on Leil Pesach. And that makes a lot of sense to be brought here in Maseches Pesachim, right? Because we're talking about Kiddush Dafkan Leil Seder. And it's telling us that even though you are Yotzei the Chiyuv of Kiddush, because Rav holds you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda, but you're not Yotzei Yayin, what do you think it means on the night of the Seder when we say Yidei Yayin Lo Yatsu? It's not a Hilchos Brachos issue, says Vasemes. It's a Hilchos Dalit Kosos issue, that you're not Yotzei the first of the Dalit Kosos. That's how the Sfas Emes suggests that the Gabi Dalit Kosos, even Rav would say it needs to, even though normally Kiddush doesn't need to be Makom Suda, but Dalit Kosos has to be Derech Cherus, and Derech Cherus is in the context of a Suuda. So since after Kiddush you're Mishani your Makom, it turns out that you didn't drink that Kos Derech Cherus, it wasn't for Makom the Suda. So it's that Rav would even be Moda that you require Kiddush Makom Suda on the night of the Seder, because the night of the Seder, it's not just the din in Kiddush, there's a din in Dalit Kosos Derech Cherus, and Dalit Kosos Derech Cherus is only if you have it in the context of a Su'uda. Now in the footnote of here he quotes from the Rishonim, the Manik, the Ritva, the Kolbo, the Abudram, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well, that they wouldn't say Kiddush in Shul on the night of the Seder, that even those places that had a minute to say Kiddush in Shul on the night of the Seder, no Kiddush was said in Shul, because there was no tzarech to say Kiddush, because everyone had Dalit Kosos at home. Because the halacha is, we learned in the first mission this perek, that lo yivchasilo mei Dalit Kosos shel Yayin, even in Ani Shebi Yisrael, you have to make sure, afilu min atamchoy, you have to make sure that he has Dalit Kosos of Yayin. So everyone had Dalit Kosos of Yayin. So nobody ate in the Shul. Who eats in the Shul? People have nothing eat in the Shul. But nobody ate in the Shul on the night of the Seder, and that's why they had the minhag that they would not say Kiddush in Shul. The Manig and the Abudram just had another reason, because if there would be Mekadesh Beis HaKnesses, it turns out that the Shliach Tzibur, his Mekadesh, is drinking five Kosos. He's being Mosif on the Takonis Chacham of Dalit Kosos, because he's going to drink the Kosher Kiddush that he says in Shul, plus four more. So maybe that's the reason. Okay, but whatever the reason is, that apparently that was always the minhag. The minhag was that they would not, Dafka, not say Kiddush in Shul on the night of the Seder. Yeah.
It's Leil Pesach. So how, I just don't get how they would be saying Kiddush in Shul, and there are obviously people who would be Yotzei Kiddush, as the Gemara says, when it comes about, that you Yotzei Kiddush and one person say Kiddush, I just don't get how that would say. There's one person saying Kiddush for everyone.
Yeah.
How would that work in terms of Rav, that you Yotzei Kiddush?
Why not? Meaning the other people aren't drinking the Dalit Kosos, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a machlok as we've shown him, whether everybody needs to drink their own Dalit Kosos or one person could be motzi everybody, right? We had the Shitas HaTosfos at the beginning of the parak. The Tosfos held that one person could be motzi everybody, even in the Dalit Kosos, which is quite a chiddush. We don't pass in that way. Maybe we'd be assuming like that. But the main thing I wanted to look at was this Tosfos over here. Yidei Yayin Lo Yatsu. So it says Tosos, Yidei Yayin Lo Yatsu, and a very similar presentation to this appears in the Rush. Let's see the Tosos inside. So Yinai Yotzei Yayin, V'chayavim Levarich B'beis on Bar Priyagafen M'shem Shinoi Makom. And therefore, when you get back home, you have to make a new Bar Priyagafen, because now you're in a new place. Aval mashma im kiddush bebeis al shulchana. Now the implication is, and the Rashbam made the same implication, that if you go home and you say kiddush by your table, shuv ein sarich levarich al yayin tochasuda. You're not going to have to say a new bracha on the yayin during the meal. Aval gav de savar yesh kiddush shelo b'makom suda. Even though normally Rav holds that kiddush does not need to be makom suda, v'lo shayich kiddush. So what? What is Rav holding that there's no requirement of Kiddush Makom Suda have to do with whether the Yayin of Kiddush is going to cover the Bar Priya Gafen for the Yayin you drink during the meal? He says, no, because if you hold that you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda, the Kiddush has nothing to do with the Suda. So you come home and you say Kiddush, yeah, you're at your table, but your Bracha Bar Priya Gafen is on Kiddush, and it's got no shaychus to the Suda. The Suda is a totally separate entity. And therefore, one would think that when you have more wine during the Suda, you should have to make a new Bar Priya Gafen. It has no shaychus to what you had before. No, he says, even if lo shaych Kiddush Suda, im kainim hivdil al shulchano. So he says, still, afal pikein, the implication over here is that you would not need a new Bar Priya Gafen during your Suda if you said the Kiddush before your Suda. And therefore, im kein im hivdil al shulchano, pater mil varich al yayin shebetoch hasuda. It's not just kiddush. Meaning, once we say that according to Rav, there's no connection between the kiddush and the suuda, and still afal pi kein, the bar priya gafen you make during kiddush will cover all the wine during the suuda. So it doesn't have to be bar priya gafen on kiddush. It could be a bar priya gafen you make on anything will cover wine that's had during the suuda. So it could be avdala. There's no din of Havdalah b'makom suda, but let's say you say Havdalah aliyayin, and you plan on eating a Malav Malka, a nice meal afterwards. The Havdalah has no shaychus whatsoever to the meal. You would not need to say a Baruch Priya Gafen on the yayin during that Malav Malka. Why? Because you just said Bracha Baruch Priya Gafen on the yayin of Havdalah. Alpagav diyesh Havdalah shalom b'makom suda l'kuli alma. So that's the diuk that the Rishonim make from our Gemara. From the fact that we say it's only because you were Mekadesh B'Beis HaKnesses that you're not Yotze Yayin, the implication is if you're Mekadesh at home, you are Yotze Yayin. You don't need to make a new bracha. Any way to reject this Raya? So says Tosos, yeah. V'hacha yesh litchos di'ika lememar de lo patar eli imkein rotza lishtos lefnei amazon. Avo tocha amazon lo patar. He says, nah, maybe when our Gemara implies that if you say a Bar Priya Gafen on your Kiddush, that you're not going to need a new Bar Priya Gafen, maybe that's not talking about you're not going to need a new Bar Priya Gafen on wine during the meal. Maybe it means you're not going to need a new Bar Priya Gafen on what? On wine before the meal. That if you want to drink more than just Kiddush before the meal, Kiddush and then another glass of wine, that's what you're not going to need a new Bar Priya Gafen on. So this Raya is not a good Raya. Any other ways to reject this Raya? Is this the strongest Raya? What's the Raya? From the fact that we dafka say that if you make Kiddush in Shul, it's not going to patur your Bar Priya Gafen at home. The implication is that if you make Kiddush at home, it does patur your Bar Priya Gafen at home. Is that such a stark a Raya? No, how would you reject that Raya? What? Meaning the Gemara may have given us a case of saying Kiddush and Shul for another reason, not so that you could be medayik. Oh, if I would say it at home, the din of the Hilchos Brachos would be different. No, maybe it's because of the other half of the sentence. When you say Kiddush and Shul, what does it say? When someone asks you, what's this sugya about? What's it about? You're going to answer one of two things. You're either going to answer it's about Kiddush and Shul, or you're going to answer it's about Kiddush Makom Suda. Right? For both of those halachos, you need to give an example of being Mekadesh B'Beis HaKnesses. It's certainly the primary focus of this Gemara is certainly not Hilchos Brachos. So to make any diuk in Hilchos Brachos, oh, why does it talk about dafka, a case where you're saying Kiddush and Shul? It shouldn't talk about that case. The fact that it talks about that case tells me that Halacha must be different than Hilchos Brachos if you say Kiddush at home. No. We talk about a case of making Kiddush and Shul because we want to teach a din about Kiddush and Shul dafka. We want to teach a din about Kiddush and Shul. We want to teach a din about Kiddush Makom Suda. But Hilchos Brachos is not the primary focus over here. So this isn't going to be your greatest Raya. So Tulsa says, for a different reason we could be docha this raya. Tulsa says we could be docha that maybe the diuk is correct. Maybe the diuk that we're making, that if you were to say Kiddush at home, it would pater other wine. Maybe that's correct, Tulsa says, and still we could be docha the raya. Because which other wine does it pater? Not the wine during the Suda, the wine before the Suda. What I'm suggesting is that maybe you don't even get that far. Maybe you could be docha this raya anyway, just by saying that the diuk is not such a strong diuk. The whole diuk is, why does the Dafka talk about being Mekadesh Beis HaKnesses? Because if you were Mekadesh at home, it would all be different. No, maybe he talks about being Mekadesh Beis HaKnesses because he wants to teach his din of Kiddush Makom Suda. And if you're Mekadesh at home, you can't teach the din of Kiddush Makom Suda because then you are Makom Suda. There's not going to be a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel if you're Mekadesh at home. That's why I spoke about a case of being Mekadesh Beis HaKnesses, not because of the Hilchos Brachos diuk. Okay, so anyway, Tosos rejected the raya for another reason. He accepted the diuk, but thought that the diuk has an application outside of this raya. So this is not a good raya, says Tosos. Now, sometimes when we're able to say that something is not a good proof, so we say, oh, so it must be that the halacha is wrong. The halacha we're suggesting is wrong. Other times we say, no. We can't prove that halacha from here, but the halacha is still a correct halacha. Just because we can't prove it from here doesn't mean that it's not correct, right? We can still prove it from elsewhere. So says Tosfos further, Ach yesh lahavi raya miketzan mevorchim. You want to have a good raya? The raya is from the Mishnah that the Rashbam quoted. Ditznan birich al yayin shalifnei hamazon, poter se yayin shalachar hamazon. You make a bracha on wine before the meal, that poters wine after the meal. Pirish. What does it mean, the wine achar hamazon? Who has wine achar hamazon? So he says they used to drink before benching, after the meal was over, a dessert wine. Mashma de kol shekin shapotre yayin shabatoch hamazon. Now notice, Tosus points out, the Rashbam is bringing a raya, and Tosus is bringing a raya from a Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, that does not talk about the case that Tosus is trying to bring a raya to, that the Rashbam is trying to bring a raya to. The case we're trying to bring a raya to is if you make a bracha bar piragofen on Kiddush before the meal, that you don't need to make a bracha bar piragofen when? During the meal is what we're really trying to bring a raya to. But what does he bring as a proof from? What does he bring the proof from? He brings it from a Mishnah that does not talk about the wine during the meal, it talks about the wine after the meal. So we have to make another leap. And the leap, Tosa says, as follows. If the bar priyagafen, I say, by Kiddush, covers the wine after the meal, then kal v'chomer, it's going to cover the wine during the meal. Why is that a kal v'chomer? So he says as follows. Shalo ba elo lishros achila shebimeyav. Why is it a kal v'chomer? Because the wine... Well, which wine is he talking about? During the meal is only to make the food go down more easily. And therefore what? It's less chashuv. Good. So if the bar priyagofen, I say by Kiddush, is going to pater the wine after the meal, which is more chashuv, so for sure it should pater a less chashuv type of wine. Anything wrong with that raya? I mean, Tosfos didn't like the raya from our Gemara, so he brings another raya, the raya from the Mishnah, Maseches Brachos. That if Kiddush is going to pater the wine after the meal, then for sure it should pater the wine during the meal. And it's a kal v'chomer, because the wine after the meal is much more chashuv. So if a pater is a more chashuv wine, then for sure pater is the less chashuv wine. Any rejection to that raya? Any reason why that raya might not be so strong? Well, no, what he's trying to prove is that Kiddush paters the wine during the meal without a shinui makom. When you're home and you say Kiddush at home, that it paters the wine during the meal. So he says, well, if when you're home and you say Kiddush at home, paters the wine after the meal, then it's for sure paters the wine during the meal. And asking, is there any chisar in that kal v'chomer? Now, the wine before the meal, what's it about? Why do you have wine before the meal? What? The wine itself. The wine after the meal, what's it about? Also, the wine during the meal? What? It's for the food. It's not for the wine. Right? It could be, one could have argued, I don't know if anyone says this, but one could have could have argued that when I say a Borgre Goffin on Kiddush before a meal, that's going to patter the wine after the meal, because it's the same thing. The wine is serving the same function before the meal and after the meal. Okay, maybe it's only Meshaker after the meal, but it serves the same function. Whereas the wine during the meal is a totally different function. So it's not, you shouldn't look at it as Kal and Chamur. It's the Das at the time of Kiddush. What kind of Bar Priya Goffin is this? Is this a Bar Priya Goffin on meal wine, or is this a Bar Priya Goffin on non-meal wine, and wine that itself is just being drunk for the sake of wine? So maybe my Bar Priya Goffin before the meal covers wine that's drunk for the sake of wine. But wine that's drunk for the sake of a meal, maybe not. Maybe that's different. Maybe it's a different kind of shtia. And maybe the Bar Priya Goffin shouldn't cover it. Now, Tosos does not think of that, or does not like that possibility. But L'chara, one could have said such a thing. Now, let's see weiter. And he says, and even the Shita over there that says that wine before the meal does not patter wine after the meal, that wine that comes lishros, meaning the wine during the meal, cannot patter wine after the meal, which is a more chash of a drinking. Aval yayin shalifnei amazon shabal lishtos da adiv tvei kulei alma modu depoter seyayin shabatoch amazon. But wine that you drink before the meal should for sure, which is the highest level drinking, it's drinking for the sake of drinking, should for sure pater wine that you drink during the meal, which is a lower level drinking. Again, Tosus clearly understands that it's a hierarchy of drinking, that if you made a Bar Priya Goffin on a higher level drinking, it for sure covers any lower level drinking. One could have argued it's not a hierarchy, it's different. There's drinking for drinking's sake, and there's drinking for eating's sake. And the Bar Priya Goffin would work for drinking's sake, the Bar Priya Goffin on Kiddush, but maybe not the drinking for eating's sake. V'od, im tzarech levarech b'chsoch ha-mazon, mai ka'amar, yayin shalfei ha-mazon, poter shalachra ha-mazon. If you had to say a bracha on the wine during the meal, why would the Mishnah say that the wine before the meal paters the wine after the meal? Tevele de pater yayin shabatoch hamazon. What's he saying? Lamandia marhasim de pater. I'm not sure what he's saying over there. Tevele de pater yayin, but he's saying that it wouldn't pater. I'm not sure what he's saying over there. I'm not sure what he's saying in that line. Okay, so one second. Let's take a step back here. So, Tosos tried to be Mechadesh HaHalacha. He had two rayas. He rejected one of them and accepted the other one. The Halacha he tried to be Mechadesh, if you say Kiddush before a meal at home, you do not have to say a new Bar Priya Goffin on anything during the meal, on any wine that you drink during the meal. His raya from our Gemara was a diuk, that our Gemara said that if you say Kiddush in Shul, you will need to say a new Bar Priya Goffin, implying that if you say Kiddush at home, you won't need a new Bar Priya Goffin. Tosos, we said that L'chora one could reject that raya, that no, it's not a diuk at all. That we're not talking about Kiddush at home, we're talking about Kiddush and Shul for other reasons, because we want to talk about Kiddush Makam Suda. So he says, no, I accept the diuk that if you say Kiddush at home, that the Gemara is implying that if you say Kiddush at home, you don't need to make a new Bar Priya Goffin, but I don't think it's talking about not needing to make a new Bar Priya Goffin during the meal. I think it's talking about not needing to make a new Bar Priya Goffin before the meal. So even if I accept the diuk, Tosos says, I think the raya is a bad raya. Second raya that Tosos accepts is the Mishnah that if you make a bracha on wine before the mazon, it paters the yayin shalachar mazon, and Tosos says, oh, kal v'chomer. If it paters the yayin shalachar mazon, kal v'chomer would pater the less chash of wine that's drunk during the meal. And we pointed out that l'chora, the one could say that the less chash of wine drunk during the meal has a totally different purpose. And that's why maybe it shouldn't pater, even though it can pater the wine after the meal, which has the same purpose, maybe it shouldn't pater the wine during the meal, which has a less chash of purpose. Now, that is Tosfos. Yeah.
But isn't also the fact that, like, that we're we're saying that shooting makom would necessarily be changing the din in yayin.
All right. Take a look at the Rush, Simon Dalid, over here. Right, says the Rush. Also, ben Adam Shkitchu Beis HaKnesses. Am Ravi de Kiddush Yatsu Yudei Yayin Lo Yatsu. Ve'afal Pishas Shasav Agam Daita Lishtos Yayin Bebeisa. Even though at the time you say Kiddush in Shul, you know you're going to be saying Kiddush at home. And you know you're going to drink wine at home. Afilu hachit sarich levarich bebeso bar priagafen dishinoi makom chashav kasachadas. You're going to have to say a new bar priagafen at home because it's shinoi makom and sasachadas. Vidafka mishum shinoi makom, but it's only because of shinoi makom. Avalim kiddush bebeso yatzi de yayin vein sarich levarich al yayin shabatachamazon. So the same diuk that the Rashbam and Tosfos made, the Rush makes as well. That if you say kiddush at home before your meal, you're not going to have to say a new bar priagafen and wine during the meal. Same with Havdalah, because again we're assuming that you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda. Fine. Vayter, next line, two lines later. Viraya mehadamim parketzam mevarchim. Now Tosfos over here, the Rush over here does not reject the Raya from our Gemara. He just moves on to a Raya from the Gemara and Brachos that we mentioned. Birich al yain shel bnei hamazon potos yain shel acher mazon she regilin lekvoa atzmon b'shtia kodem netilas yadayim v'chein acher shegamru sudasim kodem birchas hamazon v'kol shekein shpotos yain shel b'toch hamazon, that if it patters yain shel acher mazon, the bar priagafen on kiddush for sure patter yain during the meal. Shafil mandiyam rasim the yain shel b'toch hamazon einu potos yain shel acher mazon. Even the shita that holds that yayin during the meal doesn't patter yayin after the meal, that's because yayin shebetoch hamazon is less chashuv, it only comes to help in the eating. The yayin shelefnei hamazon and the yayin shelaachra hamazon, on the other hand, are more chashuv. Now, take a look at the Karban Nisana. It says the Karban Nisana l'os nun. V'raya mehad amrin b'ketzim v'rachim. Right, what was our raya? Raya was from the Mishnah Maseches Brachos, that yayin shel fnei hamazon patters yayin shel achra hamazon. Ulechora ein raya, says the Karban Nisana. I don't think it's such a great raya. The hasam shiny, because over there it's different. Shakos sheshasa lirvos tsma'o mishum hachi poter se yayin shebetoch hamazon. Aval kos shel mitzvah she'eno lahana aso minale de poter yayin toch hamazon. What's his issue?
What?
Yeah, but it's more than that. He's adding another detail. It's not just that it's different types of drinking. It's that I accept that different types of drinking, and there are higher level drinking and lower level drinking. And a bracha on a higher level drinking will pater lower level drinking. And that's what the Mishnah Brachos is saying, that you make a bracha on yayin shelefnei hamazon, ul pater yayin shelachar hamazon, and shebetoch hamazon. I agree with that in general. Meaning he agrees that if you generally have a cup of wine before a meal, that's higher level drinking, and that will definitely pater yayin shebetoch hamazon, which is lower level drinking. However, he says, Kiddush is not stam drinking before a meal. Kiddush, you don't say Kiddush because you're so thirsty to break your fast on a Shabbos on wine or on grape juice. And on a regular morning, you don't do that. You wouldn't do it on Shabbos either, if not for the fact that you had to. Why do you say Kiddush? Why do we drink wine first thing that we have? First thing we ingest in our system on Shabbos morning for many of us is wine. Because there's a Zachrei Aliyayin. Zachrei Yom Shabbos Kasha. Zachrei Aliyayin. Because we have to. He says, maybe such a Bari Pri Agafen is not going to cover the wine Shabbatoch HaMazon. Why? What's Svara? Well, you do make a Bari Pri Agafen. I mean, it is a Birch Sinan, and you are getting Hanoah from the Shtia. It is a Bari Pri Agafen. But just like drinking for the wine's sake is higher level drinking than drinking for the food's sake, is a third level, lowest level drinking. And that's drinking for the mitzvah's sake. You're not drinking because you want the wine for the wine. You're not drinking because you want the wine to help you in digesting your food. You're drinking because you have to, because Hashem's holding a gun to your head and telling you that you have to, that they have no choice. That's what you got to have. So yes, you are being nene somewhat. You are, you do, it is a birch senen, you do say bar priyagathen, but it's such a low level hana. It's drinking dafka for the sake of the mitzvah. So maybe kiddush wine is different. When you stam have wine, so then before a meal, then yeah, that will pater all the wine you have later. During the meal, after the meal. But when you have kiddush wine before a meal, it's not going to pater. Now, if you were to accept that, I mean, he's asking as a kasha, how does the Rosh know that it's going to pater, right? If you were to accept this svara, that there is this third level of drinking for the sake of a mitzvah, it would be very, very difficult to be magdir. Because what if you have a person who often does drink wine before a meal? And today he's drinking wine before a meal because he likes to drink wine before a meal. And because it's Shabbos and there's a mitzvah. So l'chara for him, it's a level one drinking. It's the highest level of drinking because he likes drinking wine before a meal. He's drinking wine for wine's sake. But the fact that it's also a mitzvah should ruin it, should knock it down to a level three drinking? Why should that be? Right? According to the Kabbalah Sanal Svara, it's going to be very difficult to define what's going on over here. What? Kiddush, Kiddush. I'm saying, let's say a guy says Kiddush and wine before a meal, but he actually likes drinking wine before a meal. So because it's Kiddush, it's going to be worse? Probably not. Right? So it should still be a level one drinking. His whole kasha would only apply if you have a guy who only drinks wine because it's Kiddush and otherwise never would have drunk the wine. Right? That's the pashas. It says, V'nira d'hachi kamar. It says, maybe what the Rosh is saying is as follows. D'mitchila ne'ezar mimashmos t'shmaitin d'mkirish makam suda poter s'yayin shabatoch hamazon el di'ikal mitchi hadu kamar rav yidei yayin lo yatsu afilu yayin shekodem asu'uda v'nedayik mineyam kirish makam suda yitzrach levarach ala yayin shekodem hamazon. You get what he's doing over here? We have two rayas. Says the Kabbalah Sanal, Tosos rejected raya number one. Raya number one was from our Gemara. Right? Tosos rejected it. Raya number two, says the Kabbalah Sanal, I can reject. I don't think it's a great raya from Brachos. Because maybe it's different over there. You're not drinking the wine for kiddush sake, you're drinking the wine for wine's sake. So we have two rayas and they're both weak. He says, but maybe each raya compensates for the weakness in the other raya. Meaning maybe when you put the two rayas together, we actually get one strong raya out of it. How so? What was the weakness in the raya from our Gemara? The raya from our Gemara was that if you say Kiddush and Shul, you need a new bar priyagafen at home, implying that if you were to say Kiddush at home, you would not need a new bar priyagafen. What was the weakness? Yeah, maybe you don't need a new bar priyagafen for the wine that you have before the meal, but the wine that you have during the meal, you're going to need a new bar priyagafen. So comes along the Mishnah Brachos and says, no, yayin shalifnei asuda covers yayin even during the meal. It covers even the wine during the meal. But that Gemara maybe is not talking about Kiddush wine. I don't know the Kiddush wine pater is anything else. How do I know the Kiddush wine pater is something else? From our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that if you would have made Kiddush at home, it would pater something else. It doesn't tell me exactly what it would pater. Meaning maybe in a chinami would only pater the wine before the meal. But it does pater something else, even though it's just Kiddush wine. It's level three drinking. It's wine, it's drinking because Kodesh Baruch is holding a gun to your head. So it's low level drinking. But still, you see from our Gemara that it still paters regular drinking. So when you put Brachos and us together, Brachos daf mem beis and Pesachim daf kuf mem beis together, mele you have one good raya. And when you say Kiddush, you don't need to say a new bar b'agafen during the meal. Now again, our Gemara wasn't such a great raya, we thought, because maybe it's only talking about when you say Kiddush, it would pater the wine before the meal, not the wine during the meal. The Gemara in Brachos shows that wine drunk before the meal does pater wine drunk during the meal, even though it wasn't talking about Kiddush wine. Our Gemara shows that we don't care about the fact that it's Kiddush wine as opposed to any other wine. That we don't view it as a level 3 drinking. That the Kiddush wine is not a level 3 drinking. If it were a level 3 drinking, it wouldn't pater anything. The fact that our Gemara assumes it does pater something tells me that it's not viewed as a level 3 drinking, it's viewed as a level 1 drinking. Why? What's the svara? Why would it be viewed as the highest level drinking? Maybe like we said before. Because it would be very difficult to be magdir otherwise. You're going to have to take into account a person's kavana. It's one thing when a person's having during the meal, so it's not really taking his kavana into account, it's context you're taking into account. And he's having this wine in the context of being shor of the achil. But if you're going to have to take into account a person's kavana, then it's going to be very difficult. So we just put any wine that's drunk not together with food in the same category. So any wine that you drink that's not together with food, that's drinking for drinking's sake. And that's automatically the highest level of shtia. That's what the carbon sanal is driving at, I think. Alright. Okay, maybe we'll stop there. Tomorrow, maybe we'll move on to Kiddush Beis HaKnesses tomorrow. We'll move on to Kiddush Beis HaKnesses. Alright, so Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll move on to Kiddush Beis HaKnesses tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have new Makoros for you for tomorrow. Okay?